SBS Radio.
Magandang gabi sa iyo, Ginoong Presidente Aldrich Bulseco, at congratulations.
Thank you, Ronald, and thank you sa SBS for this opportunity.
For so many years, kayong perennial vice president, no, 5 taon yata, o 6 o 7 taon yata, 10 taon ka vice president, and finally, naging pangulo ka rin after so many years. Anong pakiramdam po?
Hindi naman, ano. Actually po, ang PCC talaga is a collegiate body, ano. No one really runs ang PCC. I mean, ang president, of course, they manage the PCC. Pero, you know, ito is a collegiate body, meaning anong decision ng body, ng majority, yun ang decision dapat ng PCC. So, kahit na gano'ng kaganda ang aking supposing, meron akong magandang proposal, kung ayaw naman ng board, wala rin po ako magagawa niyan. So, talagang it is a majority decision, and that is how democracy works atin.
So, in other words, parang symbol head ka lang na you just represent the decision of the collegiate body.
Well, it's not really a symbolic head, you know. It is a managerial position. You have to manage the group. But then, you know, the decision of the president alone does not make the decision of the body. Although he can exert an executive decision, pero mabuti na yung we practice democracy, which is we respect the decision of the body.
Do you intend na to do away with mga traditions na mga katulad ng ginagawa ng PCC dati? May mga babago ba under your helm o status quo ka lang itutuloy mo lang yung mga dating projects?
Well, hindi naman siguro status quo, no? Kasi otherwise it will just be a continuation. Wala akong, I respect the ones who've come before me. Talaga maganda ang trabaho nila and I admire their work. And sa akin naman, I would like to put some siguro new changes, which is one change is that I would like to get the affiliates more involved and greater participation in the events of PCC. In fact, 1 week after the election, nagpadala po ako ng mga notices in all affiliates. I am inviting 5 affiliates per board meeting kasi as you know, we only have 10 board meetings left for the year and we have 48 affiliates. Hindi sila kakasya lahat sa isang kwarto. So what I'm doing is that I am inviting 5 affiliates per meeting para naman we can say transparency. May transparency yung ating board. May kita nila on how we work and you know, meron silang opinion.
I understand may mga gulo-gulo pa rin sa internal squabblings. Has that been sorted out?
Wala naman talagang magulo. Ano. Alam mo, in any association, you will have, as you can understand, there are 15 people sa board and you will have 15 different opinions, kanya-kanyang opinion yan. Ano? But then, once you come up with a decision, everybody will have to respect that decision. Kahit na hindi mo gusto yon, but that is the decision of the majority. So, as amin lang man is, we just have a sharing of opinion, sharing of ideas, magkakaibang ideas. As far as the affiliates are concerned, we do not want to meddle yung makialam sa mga internal affairs ng affiliates. Ano? We are there to welcome everybody. For as long as you meet the requirements ng membership, we would welcome you. Walang problema.
One of the criticisms ng PCC is it has become a social club na medyo kayo-kayo lang nagpapatakbo. Same official, same officers, same group. So, ano pong masasabi ninyo dito?
Alam nyo, ang election po is open to everyone. Mahirap po kumuha ng volunteers kasi alam niyo po, ang sa totoo lang, ang volunteerism, I think, is not mahirap man kapag meron kang mga anak na maliliit na bata. Because why? You have meetings almost, you know, every week, night times. And then on weekends, may mga activities ka pang pupuntahan. Now, the reason why we have the same faces is, well, ang election is open to everyone. Anyone is free to run. In fact, we even encourage our critics to run para naman meron silang chance to, you know, implement their ideas. But unfortunately, you know, kahit na in spite of this welcoming proposal, wala pa rin tumatakbo. Ang tumatakbo is, you know, well, we don't call them same faces. We call them compassionate and passionate talagang volunteers. They are there to serve the community. So hindi po yung social club. That is a wrong impression of a social club.
Maging social club pala, pero isa sa pangkabinagin ng proyekto nyo is yung pagtulong sa isang lumpot, walang kamay at walang paa na si Joriel na for so many years na, 15 years na siya, taon nandito at kayo nag-i-sponsor. Ano po ang masasabi ninyo dito?
That's right. That is one charitable project of PCC that has been maliit pa yun si Juriel, 5 years old. Although, but unfortunately though, is yung aming sponsor, we have a missionary from New Zealand. His name is Danny Sims. Siya ang sumasagot nung ating mga, nung aeroplano, plane fare ni Juriel and his brother. Kasi syempre, kailangan ni Juriel ng assistance, ano? Unfortunately, after 15 years and with all gratitude to Danny Sims sa tulong niya. After 15 years, nauubos na rin yung depleted ng fans. In fact, this will be the last year that Danny Sims will be able to provide free airfare to Juriel. Ngayon, it will now be the task of PCC to look for another sponsor. Fortunately though, whereas before, si Juriel will have to come to... Juriel, dati, every year, taon-taon, pumupunta si Juriel dito for replacement, which means taon-taon dapat ang kanyang plane fare. Ngayon na malaki na siya, hindi na every year, kundi every 2 years na lang. But still, we will have to find a sponsor to pay for his fares. Yun ang aming, ano ngayon, task.
So, beginning next na pagpunta niya dito.
That's right. Oh. Yes.
And under your helm, ano mga concrete projects natin? Well, ano yung fiesta, Pasko fiesta for 3 years or 4 years na. Ano pa mga special project from Alric Bulseco being the president?
Well, as you know, ang PCC always has two big projects, the PND Ball and the Pasko. Now, we are also looking for, these are all proposals, ano? Projects, probably we can collaborate with some ethnic groups, like supposing, I don't know, African group, or a Thailand or Malaysian group, and we can have collaborative project with them para naman we can expand our wings not just in the Filipino community but outside the wider community. That is just one of the projects.
So yun magiging thrust mo ngayon, what you call this, cooperation with other communities.
That's right. That is one of the thrusts, yes. And we will endeavor na magagawa yan, yes, we will try our best.
May mga initial steps na ho ba?
Well, may contacts na ako kami. In fact, may contacts na ako nung sa Indian, I think it was Indian community. So I proposed na magkaroon kami ng parang siguro like immigration project or parang leadership seminar where we can invite members of Filipino and Indian community. So wala pa naman, ano? That is in the initial stages pa lang yan.
Ito medyo controversial to Alric, kasi ang community is basically talaga divided into kahit sa we're not really meddling, but Philippine politics, no, pro and anti Duterte. And people know that you're a rabid Duterte supporter. Will it influence your decision making ba yung mga pagsuporta mo kay Duterte?
Just correction, ano, hindi ako rabid Duterte supporter. Just so happens na taga Davao ako and taga Davao si Duterte. But I have never been to a Duterte rally. I have never been to a Duterte party. So, hindi po ako rabid. When it comes to PCC, I respect everyone's political opinions. In fact, the Vice President External of PCC is Rado Gachalian, who I think everyone knows is talagang avid Duterte supporter. But when I asked him to join or to run for PCC, ang una kong sinabi sa kanya, Rado, pag nanalo ka at nasa PCC ka, we do not want any politics inside, because yan is a political yan. If you want to do your politics, do them outside but not within PCC. And I think, you know, we've had some presidents in the past where Labor and Liberal ang leanings nila, but they have never been, you know, espousing their political beliefs inside PCC. And I will be doing the same thing.
Okay. Maraming salamat po for your time.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.